right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Very, very funny China interview. I enjoyed that. Good work, Jerry Wischowski.
Oh, my gosh, that was funny.
Yes. All right, the writer's strike is, I don't know, I guess it's about to end, or they're about to go back to work, but nobody knows more about it than my good friend from my childhood. I think I've known this man since I was born, or he was born. Jay Kogan, nice to see you, man.
Nice to see you, boys.
Yeah, Jay Kogan, I'll give you a real quick list of what he's done. The Simpsons.
Oh, wow.
The Simpsons.
And The Simpsons.
Lots of Simpsons.
Lots of Simpsons. Many years of Simpsons. Simpsons, the good credits are Simpsons, Frasier.
Oh, right. Frasier, yeah, right. Yeah, you're an executive producer on the Frasier show, weren't
Malcolm
you?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Wow, look at you, dude.
Great show, Malcolm in the Middle.
I didn't know Malcolm in the Middle was yours.
Sure. Well, it's not mine. I worked at all these places. None of them are mine. If they were mine, I'd be so rich, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
I wouldn't talk to you anymore.
That's true.
My number would be gone. You wouldn't be able to reach me.
I would totally respect that.
No,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
We understand that.
All right. But anyway, so you guys went down to the Shrine Auditorium on Saturday.
Be on the same island as Paul Anderson.
Right.
Yes, we went down to the Shrine Auditorium, which is a beautiful place, by the way.
Right.
They announced that they had come to an agreement. Our negotiating committee and the president, they all recommend this new deal to the membership.
Right.
And they're now voting on whether to end the strike. There's two votes. One to end the strike. The second vote to ratify this new deal. The voting to end the strike means everybody can go to work as soon as the strike is over.
Right.
The voting is tomorrow. Tomorrow night they'll know the answer. And Wednesday, it is presumed that everybody will be able to go to work.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Great news.
Now, it seems to me, and I'm not an attorney, Jay, but one should happen before the other. Shouldn't the contract be ratified and signed and then everybody goes back to work?
Well, no.
Or it's like a good faith thing.
You're clearly not an attorney. I will say that right now.
The major stumbling blocks have been put to bed.
Well, it's a very long and complicated process. But just to answer your question, they could be negotiating and we could decide to not strike as a good faith gesture. They could still negotiate.
Oh.
But there were so many issues at stake here. And the main issue for the writers was a foothold in new media, which is to say that we get a certain percentage of whatever profits there are. If none exist now and they're saying none exists now, great. We own a percentage. If profits come later on, we suspect 10 years from now, 20 years from now, everything will be coming off the internet. There'll be no broadcast TV.
What kind of percentage do you guys get?
Well, most things we get 1.2% in most things, like streaming video, we get 1.2%.
Right.
Something called electronic sell-through, which is like when you download a movie off the internet, we get a small percentage. We get like 3.36%. That doubles to 7.7% at some point if you sell enough units.
So if a guy downloads one of your movies or a television show.
Right, or porn, more likely, but yes.
Onto his laptop.
Right. For $5, you get a percent of that.
We get a fraction of a cent.
You get a dime.
Yes,
you get a nickel.
Right. It's a little better than the horrible money that we're getting for DVDs.
Yeah, but you know what? I guess it adds up, right?
It should. I mean, I think they sold 500 million units of The Simpsons when I worked there, and so far I've gotten $1.88.
At any point, at any point, Jay, during all of these negotiations.
And you seem totally fine with it.
Yeah, I'm not bitter.
At any point during all of these negotiations, did you think to yourself seriously, you know, I should have just written a few episodes of porn?
You know, I heard on the radio that the guys who write porn apparently don't make much money.
Oh, really? Right.
Apparently, a lot of porn movies are made without scripts at all.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, go figure.
It's a lot in the acting.
I wish I had owned things like companies that made porn, because apparently they make a lot of money.
I see.
Yeah, they do very well. All right, so you think overall it was worth the strike then?
I think in the next 20 or 30 years, what happened now will secure writers a possibility of making money for the next 30 years, at least the minimum. This is the minimum that people will make. So no matter how badly the studios want to screw you, and they do want to screw you, we'll be able to make a certain amount of money, and it'll protect a certain amount of, like, a middle-class life for a lot of writers, as opposed to either scraping by or being gigantically successful.
Let me say something that might be elitist, and if this is elitist, forgive me.
Mm-hmm. You hate the Jews.
Or no, if it sounds elitist, say, you know what, Brian, you sound elitist, but you
F the homeless.
But you make sense. No. Shouldn't writers in Hollywood and I'm not one, but shouldn't the people who write the television programs and the movies that people pay $10 to see or buy giant plasma TV screens to watch, shouldn't they live an above middle class lifestyle? Forgive me if that sounds elitist or like I sound like I think entertainment people are the best people in the world, but shouldn't people who are that creative, who are that talented, shouldn't that talent earn them a little more than just getting by?
You have awfully low self-esteem, don't you? That's what I hear from that. Is shouldn't people other than me live better than I do? Shouldn't
we'll discuss that with Dr. Sophie at 10 o'clock.
No, but I mean that. I mean, think about it.
They should. No.
No, Hollywood writers.
We come from show business families. No.
But not middle class families. Tim doesn't come from a middle class family.
Thank you very much.
Depends on the year.
It actually does depend on the year.
We should get, hey, if you create something that's very valuable, you should participate in the value of it. But most writers just are working guys and it'd be nice if they were able to afford a apartment and a car and send their kids to school and.
Yeah.
Right. All right. We have also another very talented writer, a guy who I also grew up with, I've known since third grade. He wrote and produced and directed Breach and Shattered Glass. Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Ray, how are you, sir?
How are you doing, Bones?
Fantastic, man. Hey, so congratulations. The strike is over.
Thank you very much.
And I had an opportunity to see the DVD of Breach the other day.
Oh, it's so good. I've been telling you.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't look at it up until now, but it's fantastic.
Well, gee, thanks.
And the part where that chick lays on the – because I don't know anybody's names. But when the chick lays on the dude – all of the things that this guy has done, that's a very terrific scene. And then she says afterwards, you know, it's like none of us came to work for the last 20 years. He's undone all the great work we've done.
Well, thank you. I mean, I had great actors, and they came to play every day. So
I believe that was Laura Linney that Tim is referring to, right?
Chris Cooper.
Laura Linney, Ryan Phillippe.
Ryan Phillippe.
Laura Linney, who was, by the way, a huge supporter of the strike, not to segue back to what we're talking about.
Right.
But she was one of those SAG members who was fully supporting the strike, and that certainly helped our cause.
And was she out there walking with you guys?
You know, she actually told me a story about going in to do ADR, which is dialogue replacement for a movie that she had just worked on, and someone presented her with pages, and she said, I'm sorry, I can't record this. This is new material. It was written during the Writers Guild strike, and she didn't record.
Oh, good for her.
What a bitch.
She's amazing.
Wrong
angle. And we were lucky to have her.
Congratulations, Billy. It's Jake Hogan. How
hey,
are you?
Jay.
I heard that a guy was arrested today for selling secrets to China. That's a movie for you, right?
Yeah, you're off to Beijing.
You know what? I don't want to be branded as a one-trick pony, so I may have to move on to something else.
Pack up the kids. Here we go.
Here we go. We're off.
Do you like wonton soup?
Yeah. No, it's going to be back to Toronto as a double.
I think my family's had enough of Toronto.
Yeah. All right, but anyway, so now are you up for some awards? Are we up for Golden Globes or the Oscars or anything with this?
Oh, no, but Bones, I got shut out completely.
Ah, dude, that
sucks. And so did Chris Cooper, which really bothered me because I thought he deserved it.
Is that when you got into your whole F Hollywood thing?
No. You know, I have to completely agree with what Jay has been saying. What the strike was about... It's funny you should be talking about middle-class writers. What the strike was about was the guy who writes an episode of Cold Case, you know, every 2 years, for whom the difference between surviving and not surviving is residuals. And if there is some system in place by which he's going to get residuals, he can keep writing, which is ultimately not only good for him, but good for the networks and good for the studios because he can generate more content.
Yeah. But this is also coming from a guy who we had to go through his agent, his manager, his butler, and his housekeeper to get to him.
But the point is that the deal that was on the table from the companies at the beginning of this negotiation would have wiped out the residuals that keep that guy alive.
All residuals, not internet residuals, all residuals.
That's right, and that's why the strike had to take place. And there were a lot of people who walked the picket line, even though they felt that they were making a very comfortable living, but they did it because they felt that future generations needed the protection that only we could provide.
So where do we stand right now, whether it be Billy or Jay? Maybe you can both answer the question. Where are we right now? Is the strike virtually over?
Yes.
We're all but assured that tomorrow everyone will vote to stop striking, and then pretty soon we'll ratify the actual contract, and then this strike will be completed.
Now, and then you go back Wednesday morning?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. People are actually, you know, making phone calls now to prepare for, you know, what meetings they'll have, what shows they'll be on.
Bring their typewriter back.
Right, the computer would get keys to the new office.
Computers.
Yeah.
Now, what about the pending, we've all been hearing that the actors would go on strike, and that would happen in about 5 or 6 months. Does that all change now as a result of the successful resolution here, or is that, or are we just a few months away from this happening all over again?
It's very hard to say, and I can't speak for SAG. What I can tell you is that the leadership of SAG and the leadership of the WGA were pretty much in lockstep over the course of the last year, and I think that SAG will take the enthusiasm of the Writers Guild leadership. And see it as a sign that this is a deal that really makes a lot of sense. And in the same way that we took the DGA's deal and improved upon it, you know, I hope SAG can take our deal and improve upon that. I think for the good of the business, the sooner they start negotiating, the better. But I don't know what their plan is going to be.
At the meeting,
Jerry, please, you're out of your mind.
They said they were going to start negotiating. Or the WGA was talking with SAG this whole time. They're going to start negotiating very soon, and hopefully, yeah, they will get a better deal.
Now, what if the Screen Actors Guild does go on strike? Do you guys then support them? You walk with them?
Hell
on the
no!
Line?
Screw them!
Or do you plow through those a-holes?
They were working. They were actually working while we were on strike, and we don't have the right to stop working when they're on strike. But we can support them in any way we can if that happens. But I bet they don't go on strike.
You can honk the horn when you pass them and everything. That's the things I do.
This contract was made with SAG. They knew what we were settling on. They're aware of it, and we're aware of them. And we actually get a favored nations clause with them, which means we get what they get.
All right, Jay Kogan is with us. Also, Billy Ray. Jay Kogan with The Simpsons, and also Malcolm in the Middle. And what was the other
Frasier.
Frasier doesn't matter. Frasier, a very popular show, and you must have made tons of money off Frasier.
I'm still making money
Money, wow.
They've got to bring it here.
And Billy Ray with Shattered Glass and also Breach. If you have any questions for these two young men who are very successful writers, 520-9710. I'm sorry. The other number's broken. It's 323-520-9710. It's working now? Okay. And 888-520-9710.
I'm telling you, if you want to see a really good movie tonight, maybe you own the DVD, it's sitting around, or you want to go to Blockbuster, Breach is a great movie.
It's a great goddamn movie.
It really is. From beginning to end, you'll love it. I mean, Billy Ray came in here, he gave us both a copy, he was very generous, and I just threw it in one night and was just one of those movies where you just lose yourself for a couple of hours. You know, I just loved it.
I don't like when the spy gets shot to death at the end.
No, Tim, dump that, Tim.
All right, so Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
What?
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Jay Kogan is joining us in studio. He worked on The Simpsons, Frasier, Malcolm in the Middle. Billy Ray wrote and directed Breach, Shattered Glass, and amongst other movies he's done. I won't mention some of the other ones because he's asked me not to do that. What's the most embarrassing project you ever work on, dude?
Would you rather talk about the strike?
Now, I was driving down the street and saw a billboard with Chris Cooper's name on it, I guess last week, or his picture. He's got a movie that I don't think you're affiliated with, Billy, but we can talk about a friend's work, right? He's got something coming out, doesn't he? Or you don't know?
No, I don't actually know what that one is. Yeah. I think he's got two coming out this year.
Oh, good. Good for him.
Do you feel like he's cheating on you because he's working... He's doing somebody else's movie?
No, I feel privileged to have worked with him. He's the best.
Oh. Is it one of those breakdance movies, you think?
No, he's done so many of those, I think he's tired of the form now.
Yeah, you described him. I remember when Billy Ray was on. I know. Notice how now I pause in between the Billy and the Ray?
I really appreciate that.
I've learned to do that. When you were on with Tim and I last time, Tim and me, I should say, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're writers.
It is. Tim and
you got the nod from Jay.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like a judge on Jeopardy.
But I fixed myself. Yes. You didn't have to correct myself.
But I judge you anyway.
Thank you. Billy was talking about how Chris is really just like a guy who happens to be an actor. He's just like a really regular guy who just happens to be this really talented actor. He's not eccentric or you know, crazy. He's just like a normal dude who has this unbelievable ability.
Right. He just shows up for work every day. If he weren't an actor, he'd be, you know, a rancher or a carpenter or something.
If he were a rancher, do you think he still would have kissed Kevin Spacey on the lips?
You know, ranchers do that.
Speaking of that.
Right. That is him. You know what? It's so funny. He's an actor. Forgive me, Tim. He's an actor who you can never remember everything he's in. You're talking about American Beauty, right?
That's right.
Right. He was the creepy guy who
made out with the other dudes.
Yeah.
All right. But do you think, real quickly, this is a little off topic. Do you think that Heath Ledger's father went to the premiere of Brokeback Mountain with his son?
I don't know.
You know, I think we should just talk about the strike.
you think that didn't happen?
I think he probably did. I think he did.
All right. Real quickly, you guys are putting together a poker tournament for the people who were affected by the strike?
That's exactly right. We have a poker tournament that you can look up at www.wgapoker.com.
WGAPoker.com.
And it has all the details of a strike that we're raising money. We're having a poker tournament to raise money for people affected by the strike. Not writers, but people like crew people who lost a lot of money over this time. And they're still, even though the strike's over, they still need the money.
It's a good idea.
I just want to say, Jay is very modest about this, but this was his idea, and he's done all the work on it, and he deserves a lot of credit for that.
And it's a $200 buy-in, and there's cash prizes?
There are cash prizes. It'll be at Hollywood Park. Pink's is making the hot dogs. It's fantastic.
That's
great. Wow, get on down there for the Pink's.
How long, reflect on this for a moment, how long, Jay, did the strike go on? I mean, we're talking about months and months here.
3 months plus, right?
Wow.
Yep. Wow.
All right, WGA.
Poker.com.
Eventually, you know, after I know what Jay's doing. Jay's like, the goody two shoes, like Bob Hope going, you know, around the world with the army. As soon as this game's over, WGA Poker is going to be a site where you can actually buy in for real.
Well, this just I've never been more productive in my life than in this strike. It just proves how much I hate writing.
Yeah, writing must be tough.
It's horrible.
I mean, it really must be. Looking at that first computer screen that's totally blank, and you got to fill it up and somehow sell it to somebody.
I'm not one of those people who's like, I can't wait to get in there and give. Billy, are you?
Very much so.
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah, now Billy Ray is a very committed guy. He's up every morning writing. He writes his ass off and has very little time for his hobbies, which are rollerblading, I believe.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that right?
No, that's really my cousin's bailiwick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Robbie Glantz. Robbie Glantz, one of the best skaters on the planet.
You know, he teaches power skating internationally.
Yeah.
And he actually is sort of the world authority on it.
He still wears hot pants when he does that?
Did you ever hear the old joke, the toughest thing about rollerblading is convincing your parents that you're not gay? all right, Billy. I guess it goes something like that. All right, Billy, thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
You're a major stud. Back to work, so I guess we won't see you for another 6 years until the strike again.
I appreciate the time.
All right, take care of yourself, buddy.
Thank you, Billy.
All right, Billy Ray and Jay Kogan. Now, Dr. Sophie's coming in. You have a connection to Dr. Sophie.
I do. It's called my wife.
Yes, your wife is pushing this young man who is a psychiatrist or psychologist?
Psychiatrist.
So he's
don't ever make that mistake. Psychiatrist.
I know. He's got the pad. He can write the prescriptions.
He can write prescriptions, yes.
I hope he has it with him.
Board certified for adults, for children, for families, for everybody.
All right, so if you're effed up, and you need some free help, this guy is amongst the best, and especially if you have kids. He works with children a lot, or with families.
And, you know, the truth is, last time Dr. Sophie was on with us, we really got great questions, and he gave great information to people who really found it very useful. So this is a great resource. If you do have something going on with your kids or something weird with you, give us a call and talk to Dr. Sophie.
My wife and I were fighting about something. He could settle a fight.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, we're fighting about how to deal with our son in a particular way.
Perfect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And why, you think you should hit him and she thinks you should hit him more?
My son did something wrong in front of people, and I called him out of the room to talk to him.
Oh, let's hear this story.
How old's the kid?
He's six.
6 years old?
Yeah.
Did you put your foot on him?
No. I don't touch him.
Hey, listen, they're not your kids until
I don't
you
touch
hit
him. Even I don't even hug him. No love, no touching at all.
All right, sounds like a good relationship. Yeah. All right, she can stay with us. Dr. Sophie will be coming in though, and he's a great psychiatrist. So if you're raising kids, I know it's a pain in the ass. It's very tough sometimes, very trying. But he'll give you some tips on how to do that. It's Conway and Whitman. Go to WGAPoker.com. WGAPoker.com. And the tournament's going to cost you $200 to get in. It is in March 9th.
March 9th at Hollywood Park Casino, 2 o'clock.
There you go. It's Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. Thanks.